朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
一个人可以被神接纳，
A person can be accepted by God，
是单纯靠神的恩典，
is simply through the grace of God。
真正的信心，
True faith，
就足够了，
is sufficient。
然后到了第六节和第七节，
Then when it comes to verses 6 and 7，
至于那些有名望的，
As for those who seem to be important，
无论他是何人，
whatever they were made, they were,
都与我无干，
makes no difference to me。
神不以外貌取人，
God does not judge by external appearance。
那些有名望的，
those who are important，
并没有加增我什么，
those men added nothing to my message。
这个要注意，
this you have to pay attention。
你粗粗的看这一节圣经，
And you just briefly, very quickly look at this verse, verses.
你可能会跟我一样，
You may be like me.
说保罗啊，
You will say, Paul,
你真的很不喜欢那些大使徒哎。
You truly dislike those great apostles.
你好像对他们很有意见呢。
You seem to have a lot of opinion on them.
没必要吧。
Is it necessary?
他们有名望不错的呀。
They have fame and they are important, yes.
你的名望也不差呀。
Your fame, your reputation is not bad itself.
那保罗也是大有名望的嘛。
Paul is a person of great importance too.
何必这么酸呢？
Why do you have to be so sour?
但是弟兄姐妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你如果读懂保罗的话，
But if you understand truly the words of Paul,
那我必须跟你们承认，
Then I have, but necessary, I have to really admit myself to you.
这节我自己没读懂，
I didn't understand this verse myself.
所以我去查了好多好多参考书，
So then I actually researched in a lot of reference books.
我终于读懂了，
Finally I understood.
保罗为什么讲这些话呢？
Why did Paul say these words?
原来那些假师父啊，
And that these false teachers,
他们是天天跟别人讲，
they, Every day they tell other people,
彼得啊，
Peter,
雅各啊，
James,
约翰啊，
John,
这些人是教会的柱石啊，
These people are the pillars of the church,
这些人是大有名望的，
These people are of a great influence.
所以保罗在这里，
Therefore Paul here,
他借的这些话，
Through these words,
他所要对付的，
what he wants to deal with is,
不是雅各彼得和约翰，
is not James, John or Paul.
他所要对付的，
person that he wants to deal with,
是那些假师父，
is those false teachers.
你们一天到晚说有名望，有名望很了不起哦。
And every day you're saying that they are the important and influential people.
他要让他们知道，
he wants them to know.
神不看外貌，
God do not look at external appearance。
你知道这个神不看外貌这句话，
You know this, this sentence that God do not look at external appearance，
其实不是最好的翻译，
It's actually not the best translation。
真正最传神的翻译，
It's、
最准确的翻译，
The most accurate translation
是 God have no respect to person。
That is, God has no respect to person.
在神眼中啊，
In the eyes of God,
没有一个人是了不起的。
Not anyone is great at all.
保罗是要用这句话去提醒这些假师父。
Paul wants to use this sentence to remind these false teachers.
不要在那里高举人。
So don't try and lift up people.
不管这个人多厉害。
Regardless of how powerful they are.
不管神怎么使用这个人。
Regardless how God used this man.
他就是个人。
He's just a man.
不要把他看得太重。
Don't look at him as too important.
保罗说，
Paul says,
就是这些你们看得很重要的人，
Even these men that you view as very important，
在我所呈我所向他们解释的福音上
In the gospel that I have explained to them,
他们不能够加增任何的东西
They cannot add on anything.
他们完全接受
They totally accept.
保罗讲福音就是这个
Paul said gospel is simply that.
不是福音还要再加上一个别的
It is not gospel and something else.
这是保罗说他们不能加添我什么
This is why Paul said they cannot add anything onto it.
然后
And then,
保罗说
Paul says,
第七节
In verse 7,
保罗基本上说
Paul basically said,
他们跟我完全站在同一个频率上
They and I totally stand on the same speed.
神把同样的福音
God used the same gospel
让我去传给没有受割礼的人
And allow me to preach it to those who are uncircumcised
神也把这个同样的福音
God also used the same gospel
给彼得
And give it to Peter
叫他传给那些受割礼的人
And ask him to give it to spread it to those who are circumcised
中文的翻译啊
At the Chinese translation
这个地方不太看得出来
In this area you're not able to easily tell the difference
好一点的英文版本
A better English translation
很清楚的让我们知道
Will clearly allow us to know
这一节圣经
This verse of the Bible
只有福音只有出现一次
The word gospel has only appeared once
就一个福音
One gospel
这个福音
And this gospel
给保罗
is given to Paul
这个福音
and this gospel
给彼得
is given to Peter
换句话说
in other words
没有保罗的福音
there's no gospel of Paul's
没有彼得的福音
and there's no gospel for Peter's
保罗跟彼得都是传相同的一个福音
both Paul and Peter is preaching the same gospel
这是第七节告诉我
and this is what verse 7 is telling us
所以六节和七节
Therefore verses 6 and 7
保罗很确定地让我们知道
Paul very decisively let us know
只有一个福音
There's only one gospel
然后第八节到第十节
And then verses 8 to 10
那感动彼得
He who has worked through Peter
叫他为受割礼之人做使徒的
For his apostolic ministry
也感动我叫我为外邦人做使徒
And also work with us through to Gentiles
感动这两个字
the word moved or worked
在原文里面
In the original text
它的意思
Its meaning
是产生果效的工作
It's a work that produces effect
神
God
使用会产生有果效的 effectual work
It's using effectual work
会带下果效的这个工作给彼得
And to bring down effectual work for Peter
让彼得可以成为使徒
and allowing Peter to become apostle
神用同样这一个有果效的工作
God is using the same effectual work
感动保罗
moving Paul
让他为外邦人做使徒
and allowing him to be the apostle for the Gentiles
换一句话说
in other words
保罗跟这一些其他的使徒
Paul and these other apostles
之所以能够有使徒的职分
The fact that they are able to have the position of apostles
不是他们的努力
It's not through their own efforts
不是他们的背景
It's not because of their background
纯粹是神 自己的拣选和工作。
Simply is simply the work and choice of God Himself.
所以
therefore,
才有第九节。
Then we will have verse 9.
又知道。
And then they also know.
谁又知道？
Who knows also?
当然就是那些有名望的人。
Of course, those are who are reputed to be pillars.
就是那些使徒们。
Those apostles then.
他们知道什么呢？
What do they know then?
所赐给我的恩典。
The grace that has been given to me.
他们知道神已经把做使徒的这个恩典给了保罗。
They know already that Paul has already given this grace as apostle to Paul.
注意。
Pay attention.
这个特定的恩典。
This special grace.
保罗没有说给了我和巴拿巴。
Paul did not say it was given to me and Barnabas.
保罗说是给了我。
Paul simply said it's given to me.
然后呢？
Then.
雅各。
James.
彼得。
Peter.
约翰。
And John.
被称为教会柱石的。
Those who are called pillars of the church.
就和我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼。
Gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
有意思哦。
That's very significant.
他们承认保罗是使徒。
They admit, acknowledge that Paul is the apostle.
所以他们接纳了保罗。
Therefore, they accept Paul.
行右手相交之礼。
They carry up the right hand fellowship.
有一个读圣经的人这么说。
A Bible reader once said,
这大概是历史上最重要的一次握手。
This is probably the most important handshaking in history.
他们不但接纳了保罗。
Not only did they accept Paul,
他们同样的也接纳了保罗的同工巴拿巴。
They also accept Paul's co-worker Barnabas.
然后他们对着保罗跟巴拿巴
，And then towards Paul and Barnabas，
说什么呢
？What did they say to them？
说叫我们往外邦人那里去。
And then they asked us to go to the Gentiles。
他们往受割礼的人那里去。
And they went to the circumcised。
同样的恩典。
Same grace。
同样的呼召。
Same calling.
同样都是做使徒的。
In the same way they were apostles.
但是他们有不同的侍奉的方向。
But they have different directions in their ministries.
保罗要去外邦人。
Paul has to go to the Gentiles.
其他的使徒
The other apostles.
犹太人中间。
They will go to the Jewish.
你有没有想过
Have you ever thought about it?
合理不合理
Is this reasonable?
是犹太人多还是不还是外邦人多
Are there more Jewish people or more Gentiles?
那应该是一大堆的使徒去外邦传福音对不对
So then reasonably, logically, it should be a whole group of apostles going to the Gentiles.
应该只留一个使徒对付犹太人就可以了
Maybe just leaving one apostle to deal with the Jewish people, right?
对不对
Right?
对吧
Right.
但是为什么反过来啊
So why is it reversed then?
没想过。
Have you ever thought about it?
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
因为犹太人太难搞了。
Because the Jewish people are too difficult to deal with.
那么多个使徒去搞他们都搞不定。
So many apostles try and conquer them, but they could not fix them.
外邦人一个保罗搞定。
The Gentiles with just one Paul, he resolves all problems.
这是我猜的。
This is my own speculation.
圣经没有这样说哈。
The Bible didn't say it that way.
第十节更有意思。
Verse 10 is even more significant.
只是愿意我们。
It's just only willing that for us.
纪念穷人。
That we continue to remember the poor.
这也是我本来热心要去做的。
And this is actually the very thing that I was eager to do originally.
我为什么说这个非常有意思呢?
Why am I saying that this is very significant?
因为他说 there's only one thing, 只有一件事情。
Because he's saying there's only one thing.
他们对保罗要去做任何做整个的服事。
They towards Paul is going to this whole ministry.
没有其他任何一点地方要提醒注意。
There's no any other areas that they want to remind him to pay attention to.
没有说受洗的方法。
They didn't even talk about the methods of baptism.
没有说教会的组织。
Did not talk anything about the organization of the church.
也没有说你搞的教会怎么向我们母会来奉献。
They didn't say, they also did not say after you have set up a church to offer to the mother church.
什么都没有。
They didn't say anything at all.
他们只关心一件事。
They only care about one thing.
要照顾穷人。
To remember and look after the poor.
保罗特别下面加一句。
And Paul especially added one sentence.
他的意思基本上。
Its meaning basically.
说我们是完全站在同一个阵线上。
We basically totally stand on the same line.
你们如果读《使徒行传》仔细一点。
If you read the book of Acts more carefully.
你们就知道。
Then you will know.
耶路撒冷的教会
The Church of Jerusalem
其实是比外邦的教会有钱的
is actually much more richer than the other churches in the Gentile land
那些外邦的穷教会
Those poor churches in the Gentile land
捐了好多钱
They have offered and donated a lot of money
叫保罗带到耶路撒冷去
And asking Paul to take it to the church in Jerusalem
去照顾耶路撒冷的穷人
To look after the poor people in Jerusalem.
好笑不?
Is it laughable?
听懂了吗?
Do you understand?
然后这些人还说你们到外面去要记得照顾穷人啊。
And then these people actually say, when you go outside, remember to the poor.
从这一段圣经
And from this part of the Bible,
如果你要想一想
If you think about it a little bit,
跟今天的你我有什么关系?
What relationship it has it to do with you and I today?
第一
First
合一重要不重要?
Is it unity important?
保罗为着合一
Paul for the sake of unity
千里迢迢
He comes such a great distance
跑去耶路撒冷
He go all the way to Jerusalem
哎，你们不要以为去趟耶路撒冷像现在一样，动不动就去旅游的。
Don't imagine that it's so easy like today. You go there to Jerusalem for a tour.
上了飞机，下了飞机，不就到了
？Just board a plane and get off the plane and you arrived.
保罗那个年代可是十一路公车。
Paul is actually walking with his two feet in those days.
走死你！我告诉你
，It's so hard to walk all these distance.
非常危险的。
It's very dangerous.
非常辛苦的。
It's very hard to walk.
但是他愿意。
However, he was willing.
后来我们看《使徒行传》十五章。
And then later on, when we read the book of Acts, chapter 15,
也是为了合一。
And also for the sake of unity.
劳师动众。
There are so many of them cause a lot of efforts.
来开一个教会的大会。
To have a great conference of the church.
可惜啊。
But a pity.
今天很多神的儿女
Today, many children of God,
他们说的话
The words that they said,
他们做的事
The things that they do,
都是在努力造成分裂
They're trying their utmost to cause divisions,
而不是竭力保守神所赐的合一
But not to utmost to God the unity given to us by God.
当然了
Of course,
今天的教会还有另外一个很奇怪的事
The church today also has another strange thing.
是为了合一。
For the sake of unity.
牺牲了福音的真理。
They sacrifice the truth of the gospel.
现在已经有很多的教会。
There are many churches now.
我们为着合一。
For the sake of unity.
我们允许同性恋的做牧师。
We allow homosexuals to be pastors.
这叫为着合一。
This is called for the sake of unity.
这是非常危险的事。
This is a very dangerous thing.
第二个我们需要注意的。
The second point where we need to pay attention to.
福音上的合一。
The unity in gospel.
让我们能够接纳基督所接纳的。
Allows us to be able to accept what Christ has accepted.
无论他的种族。
Regardless of his race.
他的文化。
His culture.
跟我们有多么不同。
However different it is from ours.
你相信不相信
？Do you believe?
如果一个在非洲的回教徒
，A Muslim who's in the African country，
他信了耶稣。
He after he believed in Jesus，
他和我们的关系
，His relationship with us，
应该跟你现在学校里面跟你同样文化、同样背景却不信耶稣的人更。要亲密。
It should be more close and intimate with the relationship that you have with the schoolmates or people that has the same culture, same background as you have.
接纳别的信耶稣的人。
Accepting other believers in Jesus.
就是根据基督的生命。
It's according to the life of Christ.
不是根据他的文化遗传。
Is not according to his culture or traditions.
这是为什么保罗不强迫提多受割礼。
This is why Paul did not force Titus to be circumcised.
非常可惜。
It's a pity.
现在你到其他很多不同的教会去。
Now you go to many different other churches.
你会发现。
You will discover.
许多人会告诉你。
That many people will tell you.
你信耶稣。
You believe in Jesus.
很好。
Good.
你没有加入我们教会啊。
But you have not joined our church.
我们教会。
Our church.
不是别的教会哦。
No other church.
必须要加入我们教会。
You must join our church.
那你才会得救的。
Then you can be saved.
有没有听说有人告诉你说信耶稣很好？
Have you ever heard of people telling you it's good to believe in Jesus?
但是一定要受浸啊。
But you definitely need to be baptized.
你说我点水里过了。
He said, I have this just the water on top.
Sprinkle
of water on my head.
那个不算。
That is not counted.
没有把你埋到水里头不算。
You're not buried in the water is not counted.
你没得救。
You're not saved.
我碰过一个最离谱的传道人。
I once met a very ridiculous preacher.
受浸了没有？
Have you been baptized?
受了。
Yes.
放到水里面的时候，脸是朝上的还是朝下的？
When you place into the water, is your face facing up or down?
至于那些比较简单的，
As for those who are more simple.
到中国大陆去，有人告诉你，不蒙头的是不得救的。
Those when you go to China, they will say those who have not covered their head are not saved.
那另外有一些地方就告诉你说，蒙头的一定不得救。
And there are other areas who tell you that if you cover your head, you're definitely not saved.
阿姨最倒霉。
And auntie is most unfortunate.
跟我去一些地方。
When he went with me to a place,
人家就说。
And people would say.
哪有一个基督徒的女人会穿裙子呢
？How come there is a Christian lady who will wear a skirt？
只能够穿裤子。
You can only wear pants。
穿裙子太不像话了。
To wear the skirt is really not making sense。
哎，其实他们那个时候这要求是有道理的。
Well, actually, their requirement actually is reasonable.
因为他们那个时候的聚会
，because those gathering in those days，
都是坐在地上
，they all seated on the floor，
或坐在石头上
，maybe seated on the stone，
或坐在小板凳上
，or little stool。
这个女生穿裙子
，for a lady to be wearing a skirt，
如果又是不太长的裙子
，and if the skirt is not too long，
那个是有一点麻烦的呀
，and there it is causing a little bit of trouble，
对吧？
Right.
所以他们教会就从那个时候开始定下规矩。
So therefore, the church, starting from those days, they set this regulation.
信耶稣的女人
，women who believe in Jesus,
不可以穿裙子
，not allowed to wear skirt.
过两个礼拜换一个教会
，2 weeks later, we change the church.
人家又有意见
，they have another opinion.
哪里有基督徒女人可以穿裤子的呢？
How can Christian women just wear trousers?
一定要穿裙子。
You must wear skirts.
哎，还是我们男人好哈。
And men are actually better, right?
有没有听说过有的教会？
Have you ever heard of any churches?
抽烟的不得救。
Those who smoke are not saved.
喝酒的不得救。
Those who drink are not saved.
不接受预定论的不得救。
And those who do not accept the predestination theory are not saved.
不说方言的没得救。
Those who do not speak tongues are not saved.
戴耳环的不得救。
Those who wear earrings are not saved.
哇，那我们中间很惨啊。
So amongst us, it is really sad for all of us.
我还见过一个教会更特别。
I've seen a church that's even more special.
不可以戴鼻环。
You cannot wear a nose ring.
所有这些文化的东西。
All these cultural things.
没有什么好坏。
There are no good or bad about it.
都有它的道理。
It has its own reasoning.
但是那个。
But that.
不能够成为我们得救的关键。
It cannot be a criteria for our whether we are saved or not.
其实啊
，actually，
一个人得救以后
，after a person is saved，
你会发现
，you will discover that
这些外面的东西
，this external thing，
对他来讲
，towards him，
都是可有可无。
It can you can either have it or not.
真正的福音
，true gospel。
也让我们看到
will allow, also allow us to see
每个人都有不同的职事
everyone has their own different ministry
虽然都是服侍神
although we're all serving God
但方向不一样
but our directions are different
有的人
some people
是对学生有负担
they have a burden towards the students
有的人是对 homeless 特别有负担。
Some people especially have a burden for the homeless.
有的人是对养老院有负担。
And some people especially have a burden for the elderly home.
有的人对着家庭侍奉有负担。
Some people have a special burden for the home ministry.
有人对着跨文化的宣教很有负担。
And some people have a special burden for the cross-cultural evangelism.
千万不要要求别人。
Never ask other people.
跟你的负担一样。
To have the same burden as yourself.
你看保罗。
Look at Paul.
他没有跟这些使徒说。
He didn't say to these apostles.
你们这些使徒。
You apostles.
还说是耶稣的大徒弟的。
And you call yourself the great apostles of Paul.
主耶稣的大使命你们都忘了。
The great mission of our Lord Jesus you have forgotten.
你们一天到晚就只想着跟着几个犹太人传传福音呢、啊、
The whole day long you're just thinking of preaching the gospel to a few Jewish people.
让我一个人去忙外邦人的事儿啊。
And allow only for myself one person to be busy over the Gentiles.
记住。
Remember.
同样是侍奉神。
In the same way you are serving God.
每一个人侍奉的不一样。
But everyone is serving differently.
你不要羡慕别人。
Don't be envious of other people.
你也不要生气别人不做你所做的。
And don't be angry at other people for not doing what you're doing.
你要感谢神哦。
You have to thank God.
别人没把你做的抢走。
Other people didn't try to force you.
别人如果做了你做的。
If other people were doing what you're doing.
那要你干什么？
So why do we need you then?
你的机会就没有了。
Then you would have lost your opportunity.
每一个人。
Everyone
要珍惜神给我们的机会
must treasure the opportunity given to us by God.
真正的福音
true gospel
让我们关心穷人
allows us to care for the poor.
什么叫穷人
Who are the poor?
就是那些真的有需要的人
Those are the truly in need.
不只是我们身边的
Not only those around us
就是在远处的
Even those at a distance
从旧约到新约
From the Old Testament to the New Testament,
有超过200节的圣经是讲到关于穷人的事
There are over 200 verses talking about the poor.
你就知道这是神非常关心的事。
And then you will realize that this is an issue that's most concerned by God.
也应该是你跟我每一个人所应该关心的。
And this is also something that you and I should be most concerned about.
你怎么知道你里面的生命有没有长大？
How do you know if the life in you has grown up?
你就看看你自己。
Then look at yourself.
你满从从早到晚所思所想。就是你自己的事儿。
From morning to night, all that you think and care about is about your own things.
那就证明你真的是一个很小很小的小 baby, 如果你得救了。
So if, even if you are saved, then it will prove that you are a very, very small baby.
你稍微长大一点。
If you have grown up just a little bit,
你就会开始关心别人的需要。
Then you will start to care for the needs of the other people.
我听说有一个高中刚刚毕业的孩子在我们中间。
I heard that there is a recently graduated child among us.
他住的地方。
The place where he lives.
跟他要去念大学的地方。
The place where he is going towards to be the university.
是可以走路上学的。
He is actually within walkable distance.
但他偏偏吵着一定要买部车。
But he's been trying so hard to buy a car.
你想想看
Think about it.
会不会有人怀疑
Would there be anyone who would doubt that?
说你这个小孩怎么这么不懂事啊
You're such a child, why are you so not understanding?
你为什么一定要买个车呢
Why do you definitely need a car?
那这个孩子的回答
The reply of this person is
非常感动我
It greatly moved me.
因为他说
Because he says
我买车
I bought the car.
我就可以去接别人来聚会。
Then I can go and take other people to church.
这是一个懂得关心别人的人。
This is a person who knows how to care for other people.
不再单顾自己的事。
No longer for just caring for himself.
求神开恩可怜我们。
May God be gracious and have pity on us.
让我们一起在福音的真理上长进。
So that together in the gospel we can grow up.
我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们把这一点点的话交在你的手上。
Heavenly Father, we place this bit of words into your hands.
求你用着这些话。
May you use these words.
祝福你每一个孩子。
Bless each and every one of your child.
改变我们。
Change us.
让我们能够像你儿子耶稣基督。
So that we may be like your son, Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理。今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。